The headlines are quite scary. Eye drops are recalled after deaths and blindness. Everyone, I think, has been taken aback by these stories and a bit shy about using those eye drops that they've got at home. We have someone to chat about it with us now, Dr. Lucas Generax, Sanford Health Optometrist. Welcome to KFGO Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What do we need to know about these recalled eye drops? Is it just one? Are there multiple? Were they sold in this area? Tell us everything we need to know.
Brand of concern, or the brand that they're finding, is a company called Ezra Care, which is an artificial tear that people were using for dry eyes. To be totally honest with it, I had not heard of the particular brand, and in talking with colleagues around here, most people are unfamiliar with that brand, so I'm not positive if it's a regional thing, but it sounds like the cases are kind of widespread, so I'm not sure that it is a regional thing, but in any event, it's kind of a less popular brand of artificial tear that the patients were using, and it appears to be that in the manufacturing process or somewhere along the way, the supply was tainted with a particular strain of bacteria that can cause some pretty aggressive corneal infections that obviously can spread from there.
And what is happening? We've seen reports of blindness and deaths. How is that possible?
So what can happen with this particular type of bacteria is called Pseudomonas, and there's various strains of that. And this one, it sounds, was happened to be resistant to antibiotic treatments. They secrete a enzyme that, if there's a little bit of a wound in the cornea from dry eye, or we see it most commonly in patients that are contact lens wearers, that sleep in contacts or things, if there's any sort of a defect on the cornea, a little scratch or a few cells missing, it certainly helps. And that enzyme can chew through a cornea and actually perforate the thickness of the cornea, which is the window that you look through that kind of keeps the outside world away from the inside of the eye. And once it chews through the cornea and gets into the inside of the eyeball, then it becomes a lot more significant situation, where a lot of times you're going to get a lot of corneal scarring if they're able to save the cornea, or if it gets into the eye and causes a bad enough infection. Oftentimes the eye actually has to be removed to prevent further spread.
Oh my gosh. And I'm sure in some of these cases, if their eyes were hurting, they're just going to continue using the drops, which could be part of the problem, right?
Yeah, that's sort of the situation that's unfortunate with it, is most of these patients. And, you know, artificial tears are the mainstay for dry eye. And so, yeah, these patients are used to having some discomfort with their eye. And so you're right, the reaction is, well, I got to use my artificial tears more. And in this case, it happened to be that was the problem.
Right. What are the symptoms? Is it just pain and redness that we think of just red or, you know, dry eyes being, or are there other symptoms that these people were feeling from these eye drops?
Yeah, it sounds like they start out kind of your normal, just a little bit of eye irritation that can progress to some redness. Maybe some discharge, mattering, or sort of a mucoid discharge, particularly if it's yellow in color, there is more of a concern for a bacterial infection. Once it actually does get into the cornea, if that happens, one other symptom would be like a lot of pain and lots of light sensitivity. The cornea is the most sensitive part of your body, so you're going to have a lot of pain with any sort of a defect there or an infection of the cornea.
Is there a cause for alarm for people to think, gosh, this happened with one company, it might happen with another? Because it seems like we've had artificial tears for a very long time, and a lot of people rely on those for common ailments.
True, yeah. I'd say at least half the patients that we see on a daily basis need to use dry eyes at some point throughout, or need to use artificial tears at some point throughout the week, at least, if not the day. I haven't been practicing too long, but this is the first episode of this sort of thing happening that I'm aware of. It sounds like that the company's, the sale of their drops has been shut down with some concerns that they weren't following the right safety protocols and testing. So I mean, I don't want to make light of the situation, but it seems, you know, it's a pretty rare thing that happens. This is a brand that most aren't aware of. So I think, you know, following your eye care professional's advice, there should be, you know, still a good deal of confidence to use the artificial tears, which in any event, most, a lot of patients really need. So I think that's okay moving forward.
I've always, you know, been of the mindset that now that we are such an internet-based, set of consumers, that it used to be, I did, like you said, you've never interacted with this brand personally, and a lot of people probably haven't, especially if it is only a regional brand, but with third-party sellers on sites like Amazon or other, you know, places where people buy in bulk, I have noticed that more and more some of these products I hadn't seen before are making their way into our neck of the woods because you got them on a bargain price or something like that. So I think it's important to, you know, tell people out there too, specifically the FDA is warning about the Ezri Care artificial tears. That's E-Z-R-I Care artificial tears, or the Delsum Pharma's artificial tears. And so,
and it looks like they can be sold on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's where most people got them.
And if and just take a look. If you're someone who says, oh, I've got artificial tears, I don't use them very often, go to your medicine cabinet right now and just take a look. Just don't risk it.
Do eye drops, doctor, do eye drops expire?
Yeah, that's another good point, is to, you know, look at the expiration date on the drops that you've, you know, if you're not a person that uses them regularly, you've probably got a bottle stashed away somewhere, and, you know, it'd be a good idea to check for it and make sure that the expiration date is not passed. A lot of times, I can't tell you how many times a patient will come in with a say, oh, you know, I've been using this bottle of eye drops. They pull it out and the bottle's like disgusting looking, and, you know, it's probably not a great idea to be putting that in our eyes.
Yeah, good points. And I would say that it would be good if you are using eye drops and your condition isn't getting better, that would just be the time to call and make an eye appointment, right?
Absolutely, yeah. When in doubt, have it checked out. I mean, it's not something to sit on for sure. You know, you have a lot of these things can start out with kind of mild symptoms, and, you know, if you're not getting relief, definitely have it looked at.
There is one, I don't know if there's more than one death linked to these contaminated eye drops, but How does that happen? Is it just the infection moves from your eye somewhere else that you can't control?
Yeah, I believe it's, there's been three deaths.
Okay.
That I've seen. And so, yeah, my assumption on that, they don't really report on how the disease was spread. But again, if the cornea does perforate and gets into the inside of the eye, then you're very close to the brain at that point. So you could see how the infection could spread.
Scary stuff. Well, Dr. Lucas Generac, Sanford Health Optometrist, has been with us. We really appreciate your time today and all the information that you had about these contaminated eye drops. Knowledge is power. We've all just been a little bit of shy to eye drops, I think, for the last week or so seeing these stories. So we appreciate your time today. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And just have your eyes checked if there's any questions.
Sounds good. Thank you. This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here until 2 o'clock on KFGO. Let's get you caught up on some weather updates. Two Tell Tom Shemansky is next. It's all right.